This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. It's the best. Look at it, it's the best way to be. If you're part of the solution, right, then you can help people get better, you can help make things better. It's just a whole different animal, a whole different way of dealing with things. Anyway, as I always say, you know, get over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. More than happy to give you a great American-made product. And along with that, we all get to make a few bucks. You're going to save good money, and we're going to make a few dollars. And I don't see anything wrong with the good old American way. It's a great way to do it. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You're paying attention. You're helping out. And that's one of the ways you can help out. You can help out by again, going over to MyPillow.com using promo code Joe, and you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% depending on what you buy, but he's got blankets and sheets and pillowcases, and the pillows, the new MyPillow 2.0, I use that pillow, very much happy with it. I use the slippers. I got a lot of the product, by the way, and I didn't get them for free. I bought them because I didn't want that, well, you gave them to me, so I got to say they're good. I hate that. It makes me nuts. Anyhow, and again, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, a lot happening there, a lot for you to try out, if you would. And I'm telling you, you're going to love the products. No way around it. You're going to love the product. When you get them, you're going to go, yeah, okay, the sheets. No, I was surprised at how comfortable the sheets were. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566, give us a holler. You know, you've been hearing on the news, especially here on GCN, how Tyson is shutting down 4 of their chicken processing plants. And this will account for almost 10% of their chicken, you know, prepared processing capacity. Now, the company employs about 1,500 workers at that facility. Now, that's just that one, right? The city's total population is a little over 2,000 people. This is one way of shutting down, like, an inner-city community. I never really thought like this. I never really thought that whole deep state stuff or why they would be doing things that they're doing. But the powers to be, if you would, they don't want you in the suburbs or rural areas, because you think too much for yourself, right? You're not influenced by the garbage going around you. You still have control of your schools. You're still teaching real history, real math, real science, real biology. They can't have that. You close down a plant that employs 1,500 people in a community of 2,100, that's a problem. Now, remember, they're not all, again, these aren't all people that work for Tyson. Right? The other people that are working there, the other 2,100 or parts of the 2,100, are electricians, plumbers, carpenters, right? Librarians, school teachers. Now, come on, think about it. Think it all the way through. You will wipe the city out. About 683 people work at the facility in Dexter, a city with a population of about 8,000. This is another plant, right? And again, that's a city of 8,000 people losing about 700 jobs, but the plant is closing down. So you will lose the services, the support services around it. The electric company, the gas companies around there will lose money because Tyson will no longer need their services. Now, Tyson's decision is already put on hold. Dexter's planning for a new wastewater treatment plant that could cost $18 million. So now there are, you know, projects that are going on in these cities are going to have to be put on hold. The closure also affects about 29 local farmers as a whole who own chicken houses. They supply that facility along with the grain growers who produce the chicken feed. Remember, I told you, this is not just a plant closing down. Whenever I see these things, whenever we talk about this stuff, like when I talk about Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team, it's not just his workers. It's the people in the city around them. But the goal is they don't want you in these little rural towns. They want you in the inner city. They want you influenced by the inner city. There's an old joke, political joke, and it's so true. If you went to the popular vote, you wouldn't find a presidential candidate anywhere in the middle part of this country. They would be up and down both coasts, and that would be the end of it. With the exception of maybe Texas and Chicago, you know, Illinois. But they have no need. There's not enough votes there. If they nail each coast, they got it. Anyway, Tyson would not say how many plant employees will be affected. It said it will help relocate workers, encourage them to apply for other positions at Tyson. CEO Tyson said in an interview that these moves are difficult. I'm sure they are. For the long term, Tyson, this is a move that should allow us to be better, more efficient, faster. Talk about this a little bit more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen. listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get along, you know, just get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the show. I was talking about how Tyson is closing down a bunch of plants, and four plants total. And, you know, when you look at it, you're probably talking about, you know, close to, is that 15, 5, 10, probably about 3,500 people. And... but it doesn't just—it's not just the people that work at Tyson. It's others. Now, part of what they're talking about, which I think is hilarious, is the rising cost of chicken. And we're talking about the rising cost of everything, and the rising cost of chicken ties right in line with what I talked to earlier. between the carbon credits and the regulations put on them by, you know, the Food and Drug Administration and so on. In California, you can't sell a, I guess, a chicken or eggs unless it comes from free range, which is ridiculous, which drives the price up. They're saying that the request for beef, if you would, has declined for other protein sources, which I think is a line of crock. I think, you know, if you look at what's been going on, all of a sudden we've got these meat recalls happening. We have chicken recalls. We've got all this stuff happening that these eco-freaks want to happen. They've been screaming about having, about going into to restaurants and screaming at meat eaters. I mean, who are these people? Why do we allow them to do this? What are we afraid of? Really, for all that's about, what are we afraid of? What are them? Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and be part of the conversation. Let's see if you remember who this is and their comments on socialism. Take a listen. Actually, don't take a listen. Can't stand it. Never. Never, never, ever. The first time. I love it. I think it's great. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again.
You want to keep more of the money you earn. I'm afraid that's very selfish. We shall want to tax that away. You want to own shares in your firm. We can't have that. The state has to own your firm. You want to choose where to send your children to school. That's very divisive. You'll send your child where we tell you. Mr. President, the trouble with Labour is that they're just not at home with freedom. Socialists don't like ordinary people choosing, for they might not choose socialism.
I mean, it is great. Margaret Thatcher, by the way, Prime Minister of England at a time when, you know, her and Reagan and others were laying it out and helped fix some of the issues that these countries were having. And I love the fact that they pound away at socialism. They explain it truly the way it should be. Right? You can't allow this stuff to go on. Kimberly and I were just talking about this. You can't let this stuff happen and go unchecked, go without pushing back. Otherwise, you're buying into, you're falling right into what they want you to be in. You're doing exactly what it is that they want you to do. Don't do it. It's not right. You know what the truth is. Put it out there. Make sure you have a clue. And then when you're talking about, you know, an altered reality, right? When Bill Nye, the science guy, who's not a science guy, actually, he's not a scientist. He likes science, but he's not a scientist. But an award-winning, Nobel Prize-winning scientist was criticized and verbally abused because he said there is no climate crisis. Now, again, he's the expert. And you're hearing from this more and more and more and more and more from scientists finally done and stepping out. At a lecture in Kwantung, Korea, on June 26th, esteemed Nobel Prize winner physicist John Clauser, he told an audience to end the world for that matter. I don't believe there was a climate crisis. Now, his comment is teed off a lot of people, even some of his peers. There's a problem that there's so much money involved in this climate crisis quackery that even the scientists are afraid to say anything. Oh, they'll lose their money. Dr. Clouser went on to say, the world we live in today is filled with misinformation. It's up to each of you to serve as judges, distinguishing truth from falsehoods based on accurate observations and to look at phenomena and how it works. Global warming and climate change, well, they've been a hot-button topics for some time now. Right? And although the world is widely divided on its validity, most scientists have agreed that climate change is a very real problem. So when such an educated, respectful physicist like John Clouser publicly denounces the problem, it certainly makes headlines. But he's not the only one. And there isn't just two here. They only name a few. Meteorologist and founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman, he's also spoken out. He stated that there is no significant man-made global warming. Climate change is not happening. Right? So this call that man-made global warming now, there hasn't been any in the past. There's no reason to expect any in the future. And when you really look at the numbers, they haven't changed in forever. And I don't mean kind of, sort of, maybe forever. They haven't changed in forever. So it's not just in social media, but Clouser's being so-called canceled. He's also facing challenges in his career because of the comments at the Seoul Forum. 1 month after giving that speech on June 26th, Dr. Clouser was set to present a detailed seminar on the climate to the International Monetary Fund. But after hearing his comments, the lecture was immediately canceled. See, I would cut my mouth shut. And then at the Monetary Fund meeting, that's when I would have put it out there. You know, technically, Clouser's received an email from the director of the IMF, Pablo Marino, postponing the talk. So he is now going to be canceled all over the place as a climate denier. And that's what they do. They don't discuss. They don't talk. They don't want facts. They just want a bully. So I'm going to see your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Ukraine is holding a Russian informant under custody for a suspected scheme to assassinate President Zelensky.
The detained woman has been interrogated in relation to her involvement in gathering intelligence about Zelensky's imminent travel plans. According to Ukraine's Secret Service, the informant sought to obtain his itinerary to share with Russian authorities. This development aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to combat traitorous activities within its country. I'm John Schaefer.
Wall Street closing Monday with stocks higher. This comes as investors have a busy week ahead with more earnings reports and inflation readings later on this week. Last month's producer and consumer price indexes will be released and give traders a feel on the status of the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 407 points. The NASDAQ gained 85 points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
My God. It just doesn't get any better than this. This keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Anyway, we were talking about climate change. And we were talking about real scientists now that are finally coming out. I know they were probably all wax in your eyes, you guys on the far left. I mean, you're all wax, period, end of discussion, right? And, you know, now they're coming out, these scientists who have actually won awards over the years. And now what's happening is they're being called out and canceled. And they actually hold out science, real science. Nothing. Not one prediction given by the Earth Day doomers, if you would. Now, one has come true. All right? That's simple. Not one. So what do you do with that? Keep believing them? Keep hoping they get it right? I think you're nuts. I think they've been lying to us. They're collecting all kinds of money. Love to know what the total comes to when it comes to, you know, carbon credits and how much Al Gore's become a multi-billionaire over this. Right? And don't tell me how much he cares. I told you that story years ago. I can't remember every detail anymore, but I was in line in Pasadena, and there was these two older women, and I mean older. They were probably in their 70s or 80s, and they were just giddy with the fact they just got back from seeing his movie. It was the second one, right? Part two or whatever. And they were just talking about all these things. And she looked at me, she's like, have you seen it yet? And I said, no, ma'am, I have no intention of seeing it. And I didn't see the first one either. Why wouldn't you? I said, because, first of all, I got to tell you, point blank, nothing he said has come true. Nothing. If you go check it on your own, you'll find out it's just a pack of lies. They're not telling you the truth. Boy, man, she looked at me like I was the devil's second cousin. And you just want to say to them, look, I'm not going to tell you he's a liar. I'm not going to tell you they're not. You go look it up. You go find the information. You can't find the information they're talking about because it doesn't exist. It's not real. Anyway, so he finished his thoughts on the climate issue with the important words. He said, again, in my opinion, there's no real climate crisis. There's a problem with providing a decent standard of living to the world's large population. Right? Now, they'll continue. You know as well as I do. They will continue to cancel him. You know, and you look at what's going on out there. You look at, remember, at one point in time, was it Antarctica? We're supposed to have no ice left? That's it? Gone? Isn't that what Al Gore said? It's just amazing. Anyway, again, as I say, you really got to do your own homework. You really got to check for yourself as to what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by, you know, really, really getting involved, really understanding what's going on. Now we've got a school accusing a father of questioning authority after he corrected a teacher on the pronunciation of his daughter's name. But I thought that was okay. A Nietzschean recently asked, am I a jerk for correcting my daughter's teacher about her name? I mean, look at my daughter's name is Carol with a K. And she will tell you, because forever, when people would say, so what's your name? What's your name, sweetie? She would say, well, it's Carol with a K. Because they would always spell it with a C. And I get some of this, right? I mean, I get it, like, people just figure, you know, Carol was always spelled with the C, not a K. So for her to say, you know, I mean, she got used to saying it all the time. She wasn't correcting the teacher because she was a little turd head. She was correcting the teacher just because she knew the teacher didn't know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the dad steps in after the daughter comes home distraught a couple days in a row and says, hey, look, what's wrong with you? You're not supposed to be like this. You should be happy. You're at school. You're enjoying your friends. She said, well, the teacher keeps calling me by my wrong name. And I keep reminding her, keep telling her what my name is, and she just goes back to the other way. So the father finally went in and said, hey, you gotta stop this. You're hurting my daughter's esteem. She has a name. Use her real name. And it kept going on. He finally went in and he said, look, this isn't right. This is my daughter's given name. This is the name she wants to use. Right? Her name is Keely. K-E-E. You know, emphasize it. Keely, not Kelly. And the teacher still gave him a hard time and then accused him of kind of bullying her. Right? I'm sorry. This is her dad. Her dad, her mom, probably, named this child. And the teacher can't be bothered with it. And yet you have teachers that will call kids by the name the kid wants to be called by because they're in the middle of changing their gender, apparently. Right? That seems to be okay. It just never stops. I always find it so amazing. Of the double, not the double, it's a triple standard, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's, okay, yeah. Dave from San Francisco. Go ahead. I know you want to tell me how wrong I am.
Well, hey, you first got me stumped about how, was it Carol with a C or a K, even bothers to come up. You still say it Carol, right?
Yes, but what happens is what teachers will do is when they hand a paper back or they hand a card back to a child, they'll put a C on there. And my daughter, like other kids, would hand it back and say, no, it's with a K.
Well, when you enroll a kid in school, the parent writes down the name, and it's as simple as that. So for
Dave, we're in agreement. It should be as simple as that. But if the teacher keeps writing C and the child keeps correcting the teacher and dad has to get involved for whatever reason, it shouldn't be. There's no reason for it.
Yeah, go figure. Well, I was really calling to give you a crap about your position on climate change.
Yeah.
If you're going to claim that the heat wave that's rolling through Texas and killing the crops, and Arizona, what are they in, like, going on 30
and
days?
And you're going to tell me that we've never had this phenomenon in the last 100 years, right? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have never had in recorded history, they've never had, I'm not sure if it's 31 days, but what are they, we're up to 118 degrees. In Phoenix, they've never had temperatures like that. And the idea that that you're pretending, you're basically kissing up.
I'm not pretending, but go ahead.
Well, you're kissing up to the polluters. The polluters have caused this problem, and the polluters pay people like you to pretend that it's not a problem.
Can you tell me what that check is? I really would like to know.
Yeah, well,
you say they're paying me. I'd like to know where that check is.
Yeah, well, I'd like to know, too, and I'm sure the IRS would, too.
I'll tell you what. If you can find that check or you can call out a sponsor I have that's paying me to do that, I will share it with you. How do you like that?
Well,
and by the way, if you do your homework, you'll find out in 1952, they had 25 days of that. In 1998, 29 days. 1980, 42 days. I suggest you do your homework, too. Joe Mazzini, your host. We've got to go for a break. Be back in a little bit.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-55. I want to, I'm not going to go into detail because I didn't have time to do it, but the, you know, I love what people call the show and tell me how wrong I am. Dave, by the way, I will split whatever money that you find or checks or whatever the sponsor you think is paying me to spew my lies. Here's the difference. I'm talking about scientists who have actually won worldwide or international awards. I'm not talking about Bill Nye the Science Guy. Or what the New York, I don't know, Post or whatever, Washington Post, whatever they write. I don't really give them any credence at all. And, you know, the question I always ask people, recorded history. Well, if you're one of those people that believes that the Earth is 6 billion years old, then what do you mean by recorded history? Right? Now, the thing that Dave said is true from a standpoint of Austin's 31-day streak of consecutive 100-degree days is the longest in Austin's recorded history. All right? Seriously. And that happens everywhere where you have you're always going to break a record somewhere, right? I mean, there's changes going on. Is climate changing? Yes. But the minuscule, because it is a cycle of the earth. It's been going on for a good billion years. And that's the thing. They want to make it sound like it all happened. We've been around. Some of us have been around for a while. And again, I say, you go to the predictions that these eco-freaks made back in the 60s and early 70s, not one has come true. New York is not underwater. Right? I mean, I could go into detail on some of this stuff. If the water even goes up 10 feet, and they're talking about a lot more, you lose a third of the country. It's not going up. Even if the water melts, even if these icebergs melt, which hasn't happened. Okay, we do have cycles. Some years more ice melts than others. But when they say in recorded history, if the Earth is like a billion years old, like everybody says it is, the U.S. Army Signal Corps started collecting regular weather reports in 1870. The reports were collected from individuals who reported to them. The highest temperatures recorded, or the weather, or most of the weather records, this is why I say when you say recorded history, most of the weather records pulled together were in the eastern part of the country. Okay? From local people. Anything over 1,000 years, from, I don't know, hundreds of thousands to million years ago, are somewhat guessed at through the study of sediment cores and ice cores. Back in 1896, a seminal paper by a Swedish scientist, Svante Arrhenius, first predicted that changes in the atmospheric carbon dioxide levels could substantially alter the surface temperatures. He was suggesting greenhouse gas effect back then. All right? I mean, you guys can go, you don't need me. You can go look this stuff up on your own. I always double check it. I don't just take the title that pops up on the screen or what have you. And you keep looking at this, and you keep looking at what's going on. Again, the U.S. didn't start recording, truly, honestly recording, until the 1870s. Now, you have writings that they've gone, some scientists say that they've been able to go back and find actual writings by people in certain areas of the country back to the 1700s. But again, I don't know how accurate were the thermometers back then. I guess my point, though, is you hear most scientists. Go look at what that actually meant. They sent out tens of thousands of requests for climate, meteorologists, and so forth, to send back how they felt that the climate or what man was doing was affecting the climate. And I think, don't hold me to this number, I think there was a total of 600 returned. Tens of thousands, 600, the majority of which felt like the climate changes were man-made. Right. That's a science experiment that failed. That simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. In the next hour, I'm going to play some clips. We're going to do a lot around how the Dems love to talk about how bad Donald Trump, election deniers and all that. They have forgotten that five times in the last 17 elections, five times, they have challenged the presidential choice. They still claim that Al Gore won. They still claim that who was the governor? The governor of or supposed governor of Georgia. I mean, we can go down the whole list. George Bush didn't win first time, second time. Ronald Reagan, no, he didn't win either. You know, these people are amazing. Nothing that they don't believe happens, happened. Eventually we'll get to the point where they won't believe the Holocaust happened, and then they're going to try to convince you that it didn't happen, as some already do. Just amazing. Ohio's seeking a massive turnout over the next day or two. They have an election over the question, basically to protect the state constitution from... You've got a lot of liberal activists there that are trying to change the constitution there because they only require a 50-plus-1 vote to change it. What they've done is they've put a new constitutional amendment on the ballot that would require a 60% vote in order to change the Constitution, which is a great idea. You have to have more than just, it's hard to cheat at 60%. We'll just put it that way. Not impossible, just hard. And the issue, you know, can you imagine? Who do you think is screaming about this already? Yep, the Democrats there. They say it's a way to steal elections. It's a way to take the vote away from the, certain groups. Well, how does that take the vote away from somebody? It gives you a bigger voice. It gives you a more secure voice. It's really interesting. All the safeguards in anything, I don't care whether it's education, voting, medicine. I'm telling you, man, you're going to find out, maybe when I'm warm food, I don't know. But you're going to find out the great scam that was pulled on you with the pandemic. You really are. You've got people at Pfizer now coming forward and speaking to the issue. Right? You thought you had safe injections, and look what's happening now. And I'll go one step further. You actually had the a Pfizer executive under oath to Congress actually say, we never tested it. Take a listen.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? No. We have to really move.
Now, this is obviously a foreign government asking these questions of Pfizer. Why didn't we? Why are the Democrats so behind this and it's okay and everybody's got to get it? We're still pushing it. Even though you heard here, the Pfizer executive said, no, we didn't test it. We didn't know if it would stop transmission. But we were told in this country it would. You had to have it to save lives. They lied to you. And they don't think anything of it. Doesn't bother them in the least. They lied to you. And they're going to keep lying to you because you keep falling for it. Remember, Pelosi called you guys low-information voters. And she wasn't talking about the Republican voters. She was talking about her working class, her blue-collar voters. That would infuriate me. 855. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Like I said, I got a lot of good stuff after the break. I got a lot of video. Got a lot of audio. We'll have some fun with it. I'm tired of this. You know, you've got the James Comeys of the world to come out accusing Hillary and her staffers of doing the same thing or something along the same lines, I'll put it that way, as Donald Trump. Actually, hers was worse. She had the server in her house. He had papers in his house. All right? And she wasn't president. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep. We're going to shine the light on some real Democrat dementia when we come back.